Tonight, a major new study has cast doubt on whether antidepressant drugs, taken by millions around the world, do any good at all. In one of the biggest studies ever done of drugs such as Prozac, researchers suggest that in many cases, patients would get as much help by taking a placebo, a pill containing no active ingredient. The research was published in the online journal Public Library of Science Medicine. Critics of the pharmaceutical industry predict shockwaves for what's become a global billion-dollar business. Lisa Miller reports.
Craig Hamilton was an ABC sports broadcaster at the peak of his career when he had a breakdown 7 years ago.
Well, at my lowest moment, I didn't want to live anymore. That's as low as you get.
But he joined the growing number of Australians, prescribed the new generation of antidepressants, and is now an advocate for Beyond Blue, the support group for people suffering from depression. He's surprised by the British study, which pulled together the results of 47 clinical trials, some never published before, which found the drugs, such as Prozac, produced a very small improvement compared with the results from patients taking a placebo.
Well, my own experience tells me that I doubt that those findings are correct. I think certainly in my case, the depression was severe and there had to be some intervention and medication worked.
The report's author, Professor Irving Kirsch of the University of Hull, says his results suggest there's little reason to prescribe antidepressant medication except to the most severely depressed patients. Associate Professor Michael Bagent is a clinical advisor to Beyond Blue. He says the report raises interesting questions.
But the clinical impressions that we all have and the clinical experiences we all have is that for some people, antidepressants make a great deal of difference. And this research shows that for the most severe forms of depression, they do help.
Do you think doctors in Australia have been handing out and prescribing antidepressants too regularly?
I think that the doctors in Australia are trying to treat depression as best they can, and undoubtedly some people are being prescribed antidepressants and they're not going to help them. And that's what happens. With the good motivation in mind.
So this research didn't surprise you?
Not a huge surprise, no. We've known that antidepressants don't help everybody with depression. They help people with particular forms of depression and particular degrees of severity of depression.
Drug companies such as Eli Lilly and GlaxoSmithKline have made billions from their sales of antidepressants and come under fire from critics for their approach. Today, they've pointed to the many clinical trials conducted on the drugs they produce, which they say proves the benefits. Here in Australia, millions of prescriptions are written each year for sufferers of depression.
And we do have other evidence that antidepressants are effective. I mean, clinical impressions are very important, but also there are large population trials that have shown a correlation between increased rates of prescribing with reduced rates of suicide. Now, you can't actually say necessarily that the antidepressants have caused that, and it might be that the prescribing of antidepressants is a marker of treatment, including all the different forms and modalities of treatment for depression, and not just the antidepressant medications themselves. But that does show that they are helpful for some people.
The former Vice President of the Australian Medical Association and psychiatrist, Dr. Chung Siu Yong, says there are limitations to this study.
Whilst these meta-analyses are quite good at having a broad overview of how a certain research into a certain treatment, such as medication for depression, is gone, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're comparing apples and apples. Sometimes you're comparing apples and oranges. And so there are limits around the information you can get out of a meta-analysis like this.
He's urging patients not to toss away their pills, but talk to their doctor.
We're at a time where, although we have some treatments that do work for many of our patients, there's still a lot to learn and know about what works best for treatment of depression.
The chair of a non-profit doctors group called Healthy Skepticism, Dr. John Girardini, says the study highlights the power of marketing for the big drug companies.
You can't advertise antidepressants, but you can advertise depression. And people have depression brought to their attention all the time, so that any kind of human suffering or distress is want to be reinterpreted as depression. And so if you go to your doctor with a complaint of depression, your doctor has meanwhile been courted by the pharmaceutical companies, who predispose the doctor then to reach for the prescription pad.
Adelaide Dr. John Jurardini from the group Healthy Skepticism, ending that report from Lisa Miller.